You are listening to a recording by Lisa Page from SoulSatisfactionForWomen.com. For further information on events, workshops, coaching, and free products, please visit www.SoulSatisfactionForWomen.com.
Hi, it's Lisa Page here from Soul Satisfaction for Women. Here's an interview that I did recently with Dr. D. Adios Moses, who has a radio program called Empowered Women. So I hope you enjoy it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Empowered Women radio talk show. My name is Dr. D. Adios Moses, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. The show empowers and supports women to live their lives to the fullest by helping them move to a higher level of consciousness. The show covers relationships, love, divorce, long-term separation, single life. So we more or less cover everything that our women will need to know and need to hear about. And I'm happy here today because I have a wonderful guest. And I know that we have listeners from all over the world. So thank you for joining us today. And here with me is my good friend, somebody that is just, I admire her. She's very conscientious and very, very beautiful woman. She's an expert women's coach and international speaker. And she guides women to create the success they want without sacrificing the juice and truth of who they are. So it's my honor today to welcome Lisa Page, all the way from Australia.
Good morning, Dee. Good morning, everyone.
And I know that you really, really love this show. For you to get up at, what time is it over there now?
Well, look, to be honest with you, it's only 6:30 now, so we're fine. I was up a little bit earlier than that, but it's really not that bad. It's actually quite beautiful. I live right on the beachfront, so the sun has risen. It's a magnificent day. The birds are chirping, so can't get much better, really, and I'm talking with you.
Oh, yes, yes, and we have so many of our women listening to you.
Mm.
You know, please just tell us a little bit about yourself and let's, you know, introduce yourself to them, because I really want them to get to know you and, you know, invite you and you come back again many, many times.
Oh, thank you. Well, who am I? It's such a good question because I can tell you what I've done. I think, you know, who am I is probably the question that I've been asking since I was a teeny little girl sitting in church with my nana and watching the stained glass windows dancing around. So that's a whole other question which we can explore, of course. For me, as you said, I coach women. I have a business called Soul Satisfaction for Women, and I've been coaching women from around the world for a long time now, with this business for over 10 years. And it's funny because I was listening to you introduce me, and it is really what I do. If you ask me what I do, I reconnect women, or I create a space and the guidance for women to reconnect with the juice and truth of who they are as women, as an embodiment of life and the divine and love in a feminine body. And, you know, all of my own life experiences have brought me to this place, and definitely my own professional background. I mean, before I even became a coach, I left Australia when I was 19 and got my first job overseas, living in Spain, and then came back and proceeded to get another great job working in Southeast Asia, and then I moved to America and eventually came back to Australia and set up my own business, and then moved to the UK again, and now I'm back in Australia. I mean, you know, all of those places have been an amazing journey where I explored, you know, in the beginning, sort of, you know, my own business capacity. But there definitely came a point in my own life, as I think most people tend to experience, and it's normally around crises, isn't it? I mean,
I know.
When we have a crisis, we start to look at things a little bit differently. And for me, Yeah, so for me it was when my ex-husband, who has since passed away, bless his soul, had his first breakdown. And that was when I had to really look within and begin to gather, you know, begin to gather who I was at my core, because without a doubt, anything I had created externally had shifted and changed and had become irrelevant in a sense. So that, I guess, reawakened my inner journey. And since then, since then it's been, an amazing journey of exploration. And here I am speaking with you.
Yes, a lot of growth, I feel, because those kind of experiences, they really take us to a much higher level, and we start operating at that level once we get there. And we sometimes we need something to, I mean, we don't want it to be as you know, traumatic as what happened with you, but you know, anything to take us there sometimes, it's
yes,
you know, is the gift, even though it's very sad. But that is the gift in the whole thing, because when you look at yourself and see who you are now and who you've become, all that pain now, you can see the diamond, you can see the platinum, you can see everything in the whole experience, so which is wonderful.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, without those experiences, we are kept very occupied by life sometimes. I mean, sometimes it doesn't take a traumatic experience. Sometimes it's very subtle. You know, my partner, my beloved, always talks about feather, stone and brick, you know, and you get a message as a feather, and then if you don't listen, it comes a stone, and if you don't listen, it's a brick. And you know, we get lots of feathers all the time. And as you say, they're all openings, they're all doors to walk through to, it's not even, I don't even feel like it's to raise our level of awareness, it's more so to relax into that heightened awareness, because it's really the tensions that we hold, you know, the attachment to this, the expectation to that, the judgment about this or that, they're all the things that hold us in kind of stuck.
Yes.
But anything that awakens, you know, just, I remember, you know, a friend of mine, a very, very dear school friend of mine, had a baby, and this was before I had my son, who's now 10. And no, I apologize, it was after. But I just remember, I think I'd been going through, that was sort of when I was going through quite an interesting time. And then I just remember, I happened to be, because my restaurant was 5 minutes from her hospital bed, I happened to be the first person in her hospital room when her baby was born, before, you know, the rest of her family. And I walked in, and there's this incredible miracle. But what was even more amazing was, because I was the first person there, I watched all of these family members come in with such unconditional, unabashed love for this tiny little being.
Yes.
And I remember walking to my car and thinking to myself, when did we stop looking at each other like that? When did we stop looking in the mirror at ourselves with that unconditional love? And, you know, it was this question that was profound for me. And that wasn't a crisis. That was a beautiful moment in time, but it was definitely a moment that awakened me to unconditional love.
You know, there's this story, I don't know whether you've heard it before, about this little girl who the mother gave birth to the brother, and she, each time she wanted to go into the room, they say, no, you can go in there, you can go in there. And she kept pressing to go into the room by herself. So one day they said, okay, go in. And she went in, and you know, they have that radio link, and they could hear her talking to the baby. And she said to the baby, you know, you have to remind, she said, please tell me how to speak to God, because I'm beginning to forget. So it's, you know, and that is just a little girl. You know, the divinity in all of us, and that God and that specialness that we all have, is just the ups and downs of life that sort of drowns it sometimes, because it's a very little small voice just drowns it. And things like this then pull us back into that sacred space, and then we start listening again, we start growing. So, you know, but we'll have to have a short break, and when we come back, I just want to ask you about how our women can, how do you help your women, which I want our women to hear it, with releasing stress? Because I know you do a lot of work in that sector, and you work with women to really move away from stress and understand what it is all about, you know. So
sure.
So we'll be back in a second. Welcome, everyone, and welcome, Lisa, again, and thank you for spending this wonderful time with us all the way from your beautiful beach house in Australia.
Oh, thank you, and all your listeners. It's fabulous to be here.
Thank you. So, you know, we just want you to tell us a little bit about this stress. What is it? How can we get out of it? Why do we find ourselves in it in the first place?
Yeah, because it becomes such a trap, doesn't it? Stress is interesting. You know, I've taught yoga and meditation for a long time, and probably for myself, because I was a bit of I'm a self-confessed recovered perfectionist. And without a doubt, you know, throughout my life, because I was such a high achiever, I had such high expectations of myself, I would, in retrospect, I see very clearly that I kept myself in a loop of stress, which is probably or undoubtedly really why I was so attracted to yoga and meditation, because I really needed it, basically. What I have learned over the years is that stress is so much more than just tense shoulders or high blood pressure or headaches, migraines, being unwell, all the things that manifest physically when you're stressed. It's so much more than that. It's a tension on all levels that blocks our ability to really be present to the moment, to the divinity of the moment, to the deliciousness or the sweetness of the moment, whether we're alone on a beach or we're with our family or we're with our lover, or, you know, it doesn't matter where we are. And that tension, which we hold physically, mentally, emotionally, and even energetically, sort of blocks that connection, that ability to be present and just allow life to flow through us. And so, you know, you were talking about being able to see who we really are, and even in the song it talks about a mirror. I always say to my ladies, you know, sometimes when people think you're a coach, they think, oh, she's going to fix this for me, or, you know, there's something wrong with me and I need to be fixed. And to me, it's completely the opposite. It's more so, here you are standing in front of a mirror, but you're in the bathroom and it's a bit steamy, you know, and you can't quite see all of yourself. The steam is, you know, blocking your vision, and you may need to do something to polish the mirror a little bit. You may need to do something to see who you really are, but you never, ever, ever have to do anything to be who you really are. Does that make sense?
That is so, so true. And it's, you know, many people don't realize that. They always always feel that, especially women, that there's something to fix. Something to fix.
Absolutely.
And the way what you're saying is that there's nothing to fix. You've got it. And
yes,
what we're doing is just cleaning that steam. So that
exactly. Yeah. It's just getting the polishing cloth out. That's all it is. So stress, I guess, where to start with stress? I mean, women are built differently in terms of how we create stress for ourselves and how we tend to get stuck in it, and also how to relax through it. So there are a couple of things in this. I mean, now I'm sure you relate to this, Dee, and I'm sure probably every woman on the call relates to this, but as a woman, you have an inbuilt endurance mechanism, right? You know, women, we can go and go and go, and not only can we multitask, but we can keep going. And I mean, we have the babies of the world. You've got to have endurance to be able to, you know, go through labor. It's an amazing, beautiful process, but you need stamina. Apparently, I remember when I had my son, my doctor saying, you know, it's, you exert the same amount of energy as if you're doing a marathon. I thought, okay, so I better get my training shoes on. And so a part of my work with women is that prevention, or I guess, you know, it's creating that stamina, but in a different way. It's a stamina to cope with stress, but also an emergency kit. Because let's face it, there are always times in our life when our capacity to cope is zilch. You know, something happens and we just, you know, we're stressed, and that's it. And so I know that, you know, we've talked before about my famous 3P, my 3Ps, which I will talk about because I think it's so essential for women.
Yeah.
But what I want to just expand upon first is the fact that one of the reasons that as women we create stress is that as a woman we have this endurance mechanism, but it's also coupled with the way that our brain works. So, you know, we talk about how men go from the couch to the bedroom and like it takes them 1 minute to walk there, whereas when the woman says she's going to bed, half an hour later she's still kind of pottering through the house. Well, a lot of that has to do with the way that our feminine brain works. We have what's called expanded awareness, and it's the same reason that if you go to a family gathering, when you walk in, Dee, I'm sure you felt this, when you walk in, right, you don't just beeline for one particular person. You have this natural capacity to embrace everyone in the room. And so you're aware of Uncle Joe over there sitting in the corner. You're aware of, you know, your mum there or your sister or your brother or the children. You kind of have this natural expanded awareness. And not only are you seeing everyone, but, of course, being the feminine, you're feeling everyone. So the thing is that in life, this expanded awareness you experience when you're going from the couch to the bedroom. So you say, I'm going to bed, and then you walk through the lounge room and you see the kids' toys on the floor, so you pick them up, and you say, I'm going to bed, and then you walk through the kitchen and you see the dishes in the sink, so you put them in the dishwasher, and then, you know, you keep going. But all the while, all the things you don't do get added to this inbuilt to-do list, this never-ending to-do list that you have as a woman. And the more of these things that kind of auto-add themselves to this to-do list, the more bandwidth they take up, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So not only are you now, I've got all these things to do, and you've got this endurance mechanism so you can keep going, we then get ourselves often to a point where we're either very obviously or more subtly in a constant fight or flight mode. So our breath tends to become a bit more shallow, and we've got more of these chemicals in our body that keep us very alert. So, of course, then what happens? We don't sleep very well because we've got these things churning over in our mind and our nervous system's on alert. So we don't relax to go to sleep, and then we get tired and, you know, it goes on and on. So for me, it's important to have that understanding, which is where this thing of pressing pause and then pleasure and play, the three Ps, comes in for me for women. Because as a woman, when you're in that loop, most times you don't know it. I mean, have you ever noticed a girlfriend and you said, hey, are you okay? Like, you know, let me massage your shoulders. Or you said, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And what are we doing, really?
That happens a lot.
Yeah. And we recognize it in each other, but it's much harder to see our own eyeball, as I always say, you know.
But when we don't take care of things like this, you know,
yeah.
The word that you use, the juice.
Yes.
The juice.
Yes.
Truth of who you are, the juice of you. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you why juice and truth are so important to me and have become such an integral part of the work that I do with women. It's because for me, I've been on a spiritual path for so long, and that's the truth, you know, getting to know the truth of who I am. And that was all very well, but there came a moment in my own life where I recognized that, yes, I am an embodiment of the divine. And holy Moses, I'm in a feminine body. Wow. I'm in a juicy, delicious, amazing, woo, sensual, feminine body with curves and soft parts.
Yes.
Things that no masculine body has. But the question is, how do I live my truth through this feminine body? And for me, what I realized was, well, if I looked at my life really honestly, where am I not living my truth, my divine truth? Well, it was more so through my body and an embodiment of love in relationship and in intimate relationship. And How do I live that truth in intimacy? Because let's face it, most of our stuff, quote unquote, comes around the topics of sex and money, really. You know, they're kind of these topics that, you know, when that's where a lot of tension we hold. And so for me, I thought, I have such a devotional heart. I want to live that through my intimacy, my relationship, and just as much as in every other aspect of my life, in my work, in my family. So that's why for me that the juice and truth are so important. And I think as women, there's a whole awakening, the awakening of the feminine, that's very obvious right now, where women are now, there's something that's happened where women are giving themselves permission to be women and to be an embodiment of the feminine, and actually realizing that the feminine is so powerful.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing weak about the feminine. I think, you know, in society, of course, we've had to go through a process, you know, a very important process of standing up and garnering a strength for all the rights that women so richly deserve. And in some countries, that's not still come to fruition as it has in other more Western or developed countries, or it depends where you are, developed or it doesn't really matter. But it's just this thing of, okay, so now we have this footing in society. There's a lot of masculine traits that we've had to embody in order to be in a masculine workplace, in order to live and be self-sustainable and, you know, focus on all of those more masculine traits. But now it's like, oh, we can be both.
Exactly.
We are masculine and feminine.
Feminine.
We're not one or the other. They're just parts of who we are. Like I say to my women, they always say to me, well, what does it mean to be in your masculine or your feminine, or how do I relax more into my feminine? Because they know that they're not relaxed in their feminine, right? But how do I do that? What does that look like? And I just say, well, it's kind of like your left arm and your right arm. It's not a big deal. It's just, do you use both arms or not? You
of
know?
Course.
It's sometimes you use your left arm for this, and sometimes you use your right arm for that, but you're not your arm. It doesn't mean you are your arm. You're so much more than that, you know?
And I believe that once you connect like that, you'll be able to really reawaken that all those wonderful parts of you in your relationship.
Yes.
And you'll have a lot of personal fulfillment there too.
Absolutely. And I think you know, coming back to the stress thing and the three P's, the reason it's so important is not only to balance your health and well-being, not only because stress affects your relationships and your self-esteem and your connection with divine and with yourself and everyone else, your success at work, your personal fulfillment, all of those things, but it's actually giving yourself permission. And this is where the three P's comes in. So
don't give up the three P's yet.
No,
let's go on a break. Okay, let's go on a break. And then when we come back, I love the three P's. You're going to give us the three P's. And I also want you to talk about all this self-sabotage that we as women, that we find it, I think it's all part of the three P's, I think, you know, that we find it difficult to receive.
Yes.
You know, why is that? So we're on a break and we'll be back in a minute. So just stay and we'll be back soon.
Fabulous.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Hello, Lisa.
Hi. Here we go.
And I just want to tell you that the chat room is full.
That's fantastic.
Yes, and I'm speaking to them saying that Lisa is ready to answer your questions. So we're all having fun here. We're having a big party here.
Excellent. Well, listen, so before I give you the three P's, what's important to understand is why this very, very simple way of breaking yourself out of a stress loop is so powerful. And that's because the way that women deal with stress is differently to men. And if we just look at a physiological level, I want to just very quickly tell you about oxytocin, which is, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most important hormones known to womankind. And it's because when our oxytocin levels are full, our capacity to cope is really high. When they're low, our capacity to cope is really low. So basically, you get more stressed when your oxytocin levels are low. Now, oxytocin isn't something you can take a supplement for. It's, though I think they did devise some sort of spray for it at some point, but it's so easy to produce yourself. Basically, when you experience great pleasure, you create oxytocin. So when you receive pleasure and nurturing and love, even if someone comes up to you and says, hey, Dee, let me do your shoulders for a minute, let me massage your shoulders, and you go, you know, that moment of receiving,
yes.
Well, that feeling good is oxytocin flooding through your system. When you're breastfeeding, you create lots of oxytocin. When you have an orgasm, you create lots of oxytocin. You know, when someone offers you nurturing or love or support, you know, even if you just get a piece, if you like chocolate, right, or your favorite food, right, and you very slowly bring it into your mouth and you let it dissolve on your tongue and you really allow yourself to feel the pleasure of that chocolate or the pleasure of a sunset, in that moment, you increase your oxytocin levels. So here's the thing. So that feels good. When you give love, pleasure, support to others, you release oxytocin, so you feel good whether you're giving or receiving, right? But it's kind of like a bank. If you keep giving, 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 which women tend to do, then you use up your bank of oxytocin.
Wow.
As you use it up, you are more easily affected by stress. So one day you're in a traffic jam, your oxytocin levels are full, you're running late, but you're okay. the next week or the next month, your oxytocin levels are really low and you're in the same traffic jam, same situation, and you're really stressed. So what happens? The only difference is oxytocin makes such a difference to your capacity to cope. So, and of course, everyone knows about the fight or flight mode, which we go into when we're stressed. You know, it was created so that we could fight or run away. But in modern life, if we're in a traffic jam, we don't have the opportunity to fight or run away. So we're stuck in the car or we're stuck sitting at our desk and we don't move our body. And if we don't move our body to move that stress of that situation through our body, we don't release the cortisol, all this toxicity sits in our system, and that, you know, leads to a whole range of things, which is why chronic stress not only depletes your happiness, it depletes your well-being as well, because these chemicals don't get a chance to be released from your body, they become toxic. So bottom line is, oxytocin is really, really important for you as a woman. Men, it's a whole different story. It's all about testosterone. We don't, you know, we can go there if you have men listeners or if the women want to know about that.
They want to know about it. But there's somebody who's saying, Jeannie Santorini is asking that how is it produced, oxytocin? How is it produced? That is it in the thyroid or in the endocrine system?
Okay, so my understanding, but I'm not a doctor, and I tend to go for the juice of what happens rather than the mechanics of it all. I know that it's intricately linked with the adrenal glands, because what happens is, you know, when your cortisol levels, which is the hormone that you produce for flight or fight mode, you know, to pull the child out of the river or, you know, someone out of a burning house, right?
Yeah.
When those levels increase, what it does is they affect your adrenal glands, which in turn affects your body's ability to produce oxytocin. So I'm sorry I don't have a whole range of knowledge around the exact mechanics of it. I just know that it feels good.
Yeah.
It's a bonding hormone. What I do know as well is that oxytocin levels have been linked to reduction in breast cancer. So, and a whole range of different medical things, medical elements, simply because, again, stress, as you know, causes inflammation, right? We fire off. Well, that causes inflammation in the cells, and it's inflammation that triggers cancer and all sorts of different elements. So, I apologize if I can't answer mechanics of it, but just know that it's
I think
good
you've done very well, because I can see all the smiles here, and they're sending you love. They're sending you lots and lots of love, lots of hearts, and so you've done well. You
fabulous.
Know, it's really wonderful.
So go on.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, are we getting to our three P's, or are you still...
Yeah, so this whole, the three P's, this
well,
is...
I think I want to find out first, who would like to know about the three P's, and I, if I don't have enough people...
Oh, you're going to deny them. Oh, that's mean.
I don't see so many people saying yes, 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 yes.
Beautiful.
You know?
Well, the thing is that, and that's the thing, it's so perfect. Yes, yes, yes is all about receiving, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's where women, you know, with this, you know, endurance mechanism, we have this, give, 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 and then the oxytocin levels go down. Well, that's a symptom of life as well. We have to be really careful about the balance of giving and receiving. You know, I mean, you know, you've got sayings like, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. You know, when you're on the plane, you've got to put your mask on first before you can put anyone else's on. It's so true for us as women as well. It's learning to receive. This is the interesting paradox, though. Learning to receive is one of the hardest things for women, and yet we are built physically, mentally, emotionally, and energetically to receive. You know, in intimacy, our body is built to receive the masculine. When we walk into that room and we feel everyone in the room, how do we feel it? By receiving them into our heart. So we're built to receive, and yet there's this element, something's happened where we somehow believe it's selfish to receive. But the truth is that when you allow yourself to receive, you have the capacity to give so much more to your loved ones, to your intimate partner, to challenging situations in your life, to the world. You really do. So it's letting go of this self-sabotaging. And you know what I think it's tied up with? You know, the underlying yearning for the feminine is love.
Yes.
How many of your women have experienced, you know, women tend to stay in relationships too long.
Yeah.
You know, even though they know they should go, they stay. Yeah. Why? Exactly. Love. You know, often we think to her, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why? For approval, because it's a form of love. So the underlying yearning for the feminine is love. Now, to be aware of that is powerful, because what is? What are you at your core? You are love.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing?
Yes.
You are what you seek the most.
Yes, you are.
And yet, when you forget it, you do things to get love, which really is just you trying to remember what you really are at your core. But what happens is you do things like give, and it's really to get love at the very core of it. And yet, if you could just remember that you are love,
yes,
at your core, then you can relax, let go of the need to get anything to feel loved, and relax into who you are, receive the love of others, the same as if you were giving it, because giving, receiving becomes irrelevant in the moments that you remember you are love.
It's the same coin, just part of the side of it. It's the same coin.
And it's exactly.
So, you know, I'm excited just seeing this yes. So,
yeah,
you know, the women here, they want to know what the three
P's
are.
Okay, the three P's.
They
all
want
right
to know what the three P's are. They're saying that they're having so much fun. Miss Pretty is saying that she feels so comfortable just listening to you.
Nice. Oh, thank you. Well, I tell you what, the three P's are so simple. It's not rocket science. It's feminine. It's feminine wisdom, really. Pause, pleasure, and play. And this is something that I use all the time for myself if ever I get to that point.
I am right. Pause, pleasure.
Pause, pleasure, and then play. So, you know, we've all got iPods or, you know, something that's got a player on it, right? It's got rewind, forewind, you know, pause, stop, play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is pause, pleasure, and play. And pause is when you have that moment of recognition, I'm looping. So, you know, sometimes, for example, someone says, do you need some help? And we go, no, I'm fine. But actually, we're blocking that receiving, because in actual fact, we do need help, but we're so in that loop, we're not recognizing it. And you need to work out, what are your personal indicators? Like for me, I know that when I'm writing my to-do list, if I look at it and I've got 20 things on there and I've got 1 hour, that's a good sign for me, because when I go into my own stress pattern, I start to lose my concept of time, and I go into that overachiever mode, and I'm going to get this, a totally unrealistic, you know, amount of, you know, expectation on myself of what I'm going to get done. So that's an indication to me, okay, I'm in that stress pattern. For me, I'm also acutely aware of my breathing. So when my breathing becomes more shallow, because when you go into fight or flight mode, your breathing becomes shallow, so all of the blood and the oxygen can go to those organs and limbs that need to act quickly, right? So that's why they always say, breathe a little bit deeper.
Yes.
Breathe a little bit deeper, because it activates that relaxation response. So you need to work out just begin to notice when you're stressed. Awareness is the key. And once you're aware, or someone else has made you aware, like my son will say to me, Mum, you seem a bit tense right now. Are you okay? And I'm like, oh, do I, like, you know, when I'm driving him to school because we're late, I'm like, okay, got it. I mean, kids are fantastic. So then that's when you press pause. You go, you know what? I know there's a mass of things to do. I know that I've got to get to these places. But I'm going to press pause because I'm not thinking properly. I'm not really thinking straight. How can I access my feminine wisdom, my intuition, my incredible intelligence and creative solutions if I'm in this mode. So, okay, stop. Just press pause. So press pause. The reason I don't say stop, the reason it's pause instead of stop, because if I said stop, women would freak out. Stop! I can't stop! But pause is okay, right? So press pause, and then it's all about pleasure. Why? Because when you experience pleasure, you increase your oxytocin levels. What does that do? It allows you, it increases your capacity to cope with the circumstance, with whatever's happening, whatever the challenge or the external stress is. So it changes your internal physiology. So pleasure, so think about it. What brings you pleasure? And you can just say to yourself, when was the last time you felt pleasure in your life? And you might say to yourself, oh, we're sitting out on the back lawn with my cup of tea. Or it was making love with my partner last week, last night. It was having a massage. It was walking on the beach and feeling the sun on my face. You know, whatever it is. So what you do is you have a little pleasure kit. And for me, I have a list of all the things that I know bring me pleasure, because it's real hard to think of those things when you're stressed, right? But if you have a little list, this little emergency kit, once you've pressed pause, you know logically that pleasure would be a good thing, right? You look at your pleasure list and you go, oh, yeah, I love having a long hot bath with my favorite music and lavender and candles. I'm going to do that. Even if it's a 10-minute bath, it doesn't matter. It's giving yourself that bodily permission to experience the pleasure. The oxytocin levels start kicking in, and everything changes. You relax back into the juice and truth of who you are as a woman. And who you are as a woman contains your feminine wisdom, which will empower you to deal with any situation. It contains your feminine heart, which can overcome all wounds, can heal with such deep unconditional love. Your feminine flexibility and joy, you know, all of those qualities of the feminine. So once you've experienced that, now you can go back and press play. You press play and you can now attend to whatever you're dealing with. But your whole state of being is completely different. And it's simply the difference between being in that traffic jam, low oxytocin levels, no capacity to deal with stress, and being in that traffic jam on a different day, high oxytocin levels and a relaxation in your body, heart and mind, and your capacity to cope is increased. And then you can attend to whatever you're doing. And so it's really simple. Pause, pleasure, and play.
Play. Thank you so much. So we all now know the three P's, and all of us, we have to use it. We have to
I'd love to hear about it. So email me at info@soulsatisfactionforwomen.com. So that's info@soulsatisfactionforwomen.com. And tell me, what do you think of the three P's? Give it a try. Use it today. You know, and let me know how you go with it. And if you have any questions or challenges or, you know, let me know. I'd love to answer them. I'd be very happy to do that.
I think all of you should email her anyway just to say thank you and how much you enjoy, you know, her company here, because she has to get out of bed just for us. So the website again, Lisa?
My website is www.soulsatisfactionforwomen.com. So it's all one word, soulsatisfactionforwomen.com.
And email is info?
The email is info@soulsatisfactionforwomen.com. And, you know, when all of you ladies go to the website, in the top right-hand corner, there are two gifts for you. One is a free webinar series, and the second is a free video series where I talk more about this. So I think it says free webinar series. It's in the top right-hand corner, and just below it, it says free guide for women. And I encourage you to get that. There we go into all, you know, even more of what I've talked about here. So, and email me. I'd love to hear your story and to connect. Any friend of Dee is a friend of mine. She's a blessing.
Thank you so much. This is a big family. You can see the, I mean, I wish you could just see the chat room. It's all just full of beautiful colors and hearts and smiles, and I mean, it's just beautiful. Just so nice. So everyone, just send her an email to say thank you, and tell her to come back, because we would love to have you back, Lisa. And we just want to say a big thank you for all that you have, you know, given us today. And if you have any final words to say before we go on commercial break, and from that, we'll have to go, because the time is gone. I couldn't even go on commercial break. We were having so much fun.
Well, I just say thank you. Thank you to you, Dee, and thank you to all of your listeners. You know, this is my pleasure. I've got oxytocin flooding through my system right now.
Somebody's saying that she got oxytocin too. That she got it too. And, you know, she enjoys sunbathing. That is where she gets all her oxytocin.
So. Oh, nice. Nice. Well, it's my pleasure. And if there were any final parting comment before you email me, because I'd love to receive those, is remember that you are the love that you seek. And when you, every time you look in a mirror and there's a little bit of steam on it, remember that you are love looking in the mirror. And even if you can't see it all, you just, it's just a matter of polishing that mirror a little bit. You don't need to do anything to be the love you are. You might need to do something to remember it, but you don't need to do anything to be it. You are love. You are the juiciness and the truth of life as the women you are. And I feel so honored to be here and to remind myself and you of that every day. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Lisa. And as we leave, I just want to remind you that we'll be back here next week at the same time. And on Sundays, I have a service that I do. It is at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, and it is really nice. So you can join me, and we just have a spiritual hour just off. So join me on Sunday, and then join me also next week. And I promise you, Lisa is going to be back. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you
so much. And we love you. We appreciate you. And we really thank God for you. Thank you.
Thank you, and you all.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to a recording by Lisa Page from soulsatisfactionforwomen.com. For further information on events, workshops, coaching, and free products, please visit www.soulsatisfactionforwomen.com.